You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Nightlight on this Thursday night. I am Peach Wabbit, and that is the very animated Greg Bach. We are coming to you live from various parts of our beautiful state here on this gorgeous Thursday night. And if you missed the first hour, I highly recommend you go to civicmedia.us and check out the podcast and hear our interview with Anya Van
Wagtendonk.
You got it, dude. It's down. She was fun. That was great.
Yeah, she was fantastic. We really appreciate her being on the show. I truly love her reporting, and I'm really glad we were able to have her on. And I really wish that Wisconsin could get its act together when it comes to legalized weed. But that's for probably another 50 shows we'll do, because this is a conversation that's been going on for years now.
I don't know if this was the intention, but she made me want to smoke weed.
I don't know if that would be a compliment to her, you know? Like, I feel like that would be thank you? Thank you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't think she gets any commission or anything like that?
So. No, I don't think so.
But definitely check out our interview. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We talked about our big three things that we've been doing every day, folks, that we just kind of talk about a news story. That's been really fun.
Yeah.
Our question of the night, Dom, what do you say? Let's go crazy and just reintroduce the question of the night. All right. What celebrity would you like to keep in your pocket? This question of the night was inspired by the 2009 movie Grandpa in My Pocket. So if you want to go to
one grandpa in my pocket and the other one's yelling about the rock and roll.
I have to admit, I've never seen, Greg's wife has probably seen more movies than any of us. I've never seen the movie, but it did inspire the question. I said Mickey Rooney, because why not?
Mickey Rooney.
Sure.
Dom, do you know who Mickey Rooney is?
No, I don't. I just shook my head and thinking I did. I have no idea who that is. Mickey Rooney.
He's a guy. I think I would keep an. If it was, it depends on the pocket, Greg. I'm not going to lie. If it's a front pocket, I'm going much older person, so they don't go getting rambunctious.
Yeah.
If it's a back pocket, it could be someone younger, like a Brad Pitt or a Sydney Sweeney or someone.
I love to bring up the idea that the things you think that are younger are not. Like the other day, you thought that Pink has been around for a short amount of time, and really she's been around for like 30 years.
Dude, but listen, that's an easy mistake to make. Pink and Gwen Stefani, they kind of have the blonde
but
hair.
But Brad Pitt's a youngin'.
I know, he's older than me. What am I saying? My references are like, who should I have said, Dom?
Man, I don't know. I'm keep looking at Mickey Rooney here, and he's scaring
me. If we're talking about, are you looking at the culturally inappropriate Mickey Rooney pictures that are out there? Because there's a few movies where he did some things that were no-nos nowadays.
Oh, he did. Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would say like if you're talking about A-list celebrities like that, I would say like a Glenn Powell or maybe a Timothée Chalamet, like maybe one of those two guys.
In your pocket or just also, for younger references?
Well, for younger references. But also, if you're talking about back pocket, you're also going to crush them to death when you sit down. So you're going to jail.
You have to be aware.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no question about that. That's a great point. Dave on the stream says, back pocket Springsteen, front pocket your mom. Oh, that's
nice, classy.
Dave's a Marinette guy.
There you go.
Not his best material. I got to let you guys in on this. Dave and Sydney Politics have kind of a bromance. They talk to each other on the stream.
Aww, I love
it's
that.
It's very sweet. And they're both good dudes. Sydney Politics says, you're wild, Dave. Ha ha. There you go.
Cam in Appleton says, in my pocket, I would have Maria Bamford. I think she'd have something to say about anything. And I think that's true. Also, she does great voices. Great voices. Just great to have her in the
What's that voice coming from your pocket?
It's Maria Bamford. Why, thanks for asking. It's Maria Bamford. I was going back and forth because we say celebrity. I know it sounds so dorky, but I think it'd be Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. I'd have her in my pocket. So if people try to talk smack, I'd be like, okay, I'll just put her on my shoulder. You take her from here, my friend, and she could just do her thing.
Oh, she's a badass. Yeah, she's not. That's like,
she doesn't take guff. I need someone in my pocket who doesn't take guff. Now, you can have an entertainer. I would definitely put Patton Oswalt in there. But I need someone who needs to push back on the guff. And she would push. She's a guff pushbacker.
That's a great answer. What about you, Dom? Who are you keeping in your pocket?
I was thinking about this. I think I'm going to go The Rock. I got to go The Rock.
So be like a pebble. Be like a pebble in your pocket.
Yeah. Junior Rock.
But if I need him to, you know, protect me, if I'm on the street, if I'm in a dangerous situation, I can just throw him out of my pocket and he could be my bodyguard. So.
And he'd be like, you mess with my friend Dom, do you also want to try some fabulous tequila or an energy drink or see a movie that was terrible? You
like
name
San
it.
San Andreas.
Or Black Adam.
Yep.
Skyscraper, right?
When you know, Die Hard starring The Rock.
We've got a text from 303, you guys. This was earlier in the show.
Yeah.
I think when I was talking about Dead Motels, that Instagram follow that I discovered today, he says one of my favorite, or she says one of my fave Instagram, Jungalo lifestyle and good interior design. Amazing and jealous of these living rooms and bathrooms, jungle and open, airy and big time energy. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of a house layout where the kitchen and the living room are basically unimpeded by walls, where it's basically just the kitchen flows into the living room. So it's this huge energy of like, you can have a ton of people there and you can have dinner. And you're not separated by anything. It's just basically one big room, but then there's just like, it's carpeted and then it's not, because that's the kitchen. Here's the living room, but we just are all together. That's a dream for me. I think we were talking about this the other day when it came to like, you know, having a big house versus having like a nice house. Yeah. If I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't buy 10 houses. I'd have one house of a certain size, but it would be just so open concept. I love that idea of just a big open air house. Let everyone in, let everyone breathe, let everyone connect.
That is like some serious insight into Greg Bach. I love that you just said all that, Greg.
I love it. I love to connect with people, baby.
Do you agree with that, Tom? Because you guys kind of ganged up on me earlier.
I think I'm going to gang up on you again.
About the sausages.
I think I'm going to gang up on you a second time. I like that open concept. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, you didn't say you didn't like that. It's not like we're not ganging. What are you talking about? Why are you creating conflict?
Just playing the victim. Cam from Appleton, I don't think we've read this one yet. He says, also a YouTuber named Ordinary Sausage has made some of the worst things ever. I would imagine so.
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree with Cam, though, too. I would put David Cross in my pocket, although I would have to warn people that he can get very vulgar. But yeah, David Cross would be an awesome pocket pal.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, very funny.
Aaron Zommers, our pal from Madison, says, Nicolas Cage, shirt pocket. He was very specific. Mm-hmm. He's not putting Nicolas Cage in his pants. He's putting him in his shirt.
I just got to go in the shirt pocket, man. I have no Nicolas Cage whatsoever. Can I just say something about Nicolas Cage really quick? Yeah, I'm going tangent, but can I say something about Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, absolutely.
He is one of the greatest interviews ever, period. Because if you ask, you can ask him about the most failed film he's ever done that he did to save him from the tax problems he had a few years ago, where it got like 1% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone says it sucks. You can ask him about that film and he will speak for an hour on how he approached it. And it's not like he takes every role so seriously. And he always references like 1930s, African noir. Like he goes and he is such a film buff.
Oh yeah.
And he does not treat any one of his roles less than the other. Like you can talk to him about Leaving Las Vegas. He'll talk about that as he will Ghost Rider. Like he's so intense when it comes to that topic. It's awesome.
Was that movie you were talking about, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you? I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, I thought that movie was so amazing, because there is also nothing I love more than celebrities who understand who they are to society, who understand why their celebrity exists. They get that they can be the joke. They can understand why, like, the things we love about them, they accept. They don't try to, like, you know, I don't know how to say it correctly. Like, someone like Nicolas Cage, he understands who he is. He understands what his brand is. I think one of the reasons why Nickelback has never been able to make a full comeback is because they can't truly understand why people make fun of them. They don't like it, and they try to accept it, and they never do. They're so uncomfortable, and they're so like, oh yeah, okay, know that you're a joke, but you're still successful, and people love you, and that makes it even better and easier. But like, I love celebrities who get it and understand why we love them and don't shy away from that. And Nicolas Cage is one of those people.
And doesn't practice that disingenuous humbleness. It's like, yes, no. I am great here, but I can laugh at myself as well. I just want to point out, Greg, that's the second night in a row you've mentioned Nickelback. So we got to keep that going too. That's like, let that sink in, right?
I'm going to write that down. Yeah.
We got to find a way to work Nickelback into every conversation.
Okay. I can do that.
We've got some more. We've got some more texts. Aaron Zummer said Nicolas Cage. 414 says, oh, Greg, you know this, though. It's called a great room.
Yeah.
The open concept. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a great room. I love it. 414, mom from Chandler, Arizona.
Nice.
Hi, mom. Yeah. Thank you for being part of the show.
That's my mom. Oh. I'm pretty sure that's my mom. Is that
so? She was telling you it's called a great room.
Wait, is she on the oh, it's okay. Text I've line. Got so many screens here right now. Oh, yeah, that's my mom. Hi, mom.
This is Bach.
Yeah, my mom is listening right now. She's been texting me. She's like, what are your call letters? Like, thank you, mom, for listening. I love you very much. She's very supportive of my radio career. She said for years, I have a face for radio. I don't know what that means, but okay. That's my mom texting it right now.
I love that your mom is listening.
And I should let my cousin Debbie also listens to Civic Media too, and she has some wild takes. It's awesome. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for listening, Mrs. Bach. It's awesome.
Thank you for listening, Mom. Appreciate you so very much. Hope you're having fun in hot Arizona.
Oh, did you see Tom's text, Greg? I think you should read that. That's meant for you. It's pretty cool.
With you, Greg, I do drywall, finishing a lot of jobs over the years, remodeling house that opened up in the kitchen next to the... I would love to do that. I wish I could... There's a wall that separates my kitchen from the living room, but if you saw it, it's not just load-bearing, but there's a chimney right there, so there's no way you could knock it out. Like, I think the whole house would just implode like a tent if we tried to do that. My house is weird. I'm happy. I am living in a home that a bank allows me to stay in, but
there you go.
But it's just the way the space is arranged is odd. It's not something I truly love. Someday down the road, maybe, but hey, I live in a home. I'm very lucky. I have gratitude for that every single moment of my life, but I would love to have a great room in my house someday.
That is very well said. We've got Brian Noonan coming up, folks, in just a couple minutes, the host of Daybreak here on Civic Media with Jamie Martinson. We're going to get to know Brian for a few minutes. He's a very funny former stand-up comedian. Actually, I think he still does stand-up from time to time. And then Brian is going to make the popcorn pick of the week after the news. That's a segment where we give you a movie pick and we talk about our movie watching habits. And at the end of the segment, Brian will give you a movie pick that you can take into the weekend. So there you go, Greg. That should be fun.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing about Daybreak and what they're doing on the morning side of it all.
Love that title. Yeah. All right, we are coming right back, folks, with Brian Noonan. It's Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. And this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Dom, you are crushing it tonight with the music, pal.
I try, you know.
Thank you. Hey, is welcome back Chicago to Nightlight, folks. Oh, go ahead, Greg.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your intro. That's Chicago. I thought it was Peter Cetera at first, but Chicago. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
It is Peter Cetera, though. That's Peter Cetera, Chicago. That's a very identifiable voice. Yeah. That is the voice of the one and only Greg Bach. I'm Pete Schwabba. Dom Lee working the board tonight. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff, folks. And tonight, we have a guest who is serving two purposes here tonight. I'm very excited about this. You may have heard him already on this network as he is on every morning with Jamie Martinson, hosting Civic Media's Daybreak. He joins us now over the stream. The lovely and talented Brian Noonan. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete. Good to see you. Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me, you guys. What do we want to talk about? What are we doing? What are we up to? I'm glad to be here.
What's going on, Brian? No, how do you think it's going so far? Do we make a mistake here?
I think we're going straight for WBA, are you listening? Are you listening right
first
now?
First of all, congratulations on the new show. We both have new shows on the network. Yep. Pete, you've been here a while. Pete and I have known each other Greg, probably what, 30, more than 30 years, Pete, right? We've a long time.
Plus, yeah.
We are aged men.
I'm 38, so
I met you in first grade when you tried to steal my lunch money, and I haven't forgotten it. We'll settle this another time. But yeah, so it's great to see you, and it's great to see Greg again. And I know you guys are going to have a wonderful, wonderful show.
Well, thank you, sir. Much. That's very nice of you to say. So while we're on that topic, Brian,
yes,
tell us about Daybreak. How is that going? You and Jamie doing a great job hosting the morning show here at Civic Media. Outstanding stuff.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. It's fairly solid and better than expected, I think, is how we would sum the show up. We are, you know, that was actually, we actually heard that from someone. So, but it's going well.
That's the tagline, Daybreak, solid and better than you expected.
Yes, a lot of, you know, we're glib, Pete, we spout a lot of gibberish. That's what we do. But kind of like you guys. We were in the same position that you guys were. You hadn't worked together before. Mm-hmm. And then you were put together on a show. And Jamie and I had the luxury of... They asked me if I could do a temporary fill-in starting January 5th. They weren't sure when, they weren't sure how long it was going to be. It might have been a day, could have been a week. They honestly, that's what they said. We go, we don't know how long. And I was like, all right, I'm sitting around. What am I going to do? No pressure. It's like the most open-ended audition you could ever have. It's like, come on and show us what you could do. And Jamie and I meshed really well together. And, we had three great producers. Now we have two great producers, and some other show stole our third. But Frank is our executive producer, and then Parker is the tech producer. And your own boy, Dom, used to work with us, and then he decided he needed to sleep late, and he wanted to talk more, he wanted to have a little more fun with some guys who weren't going to bust his chops all night. So he came to hang with you guys. But it's going well. We cover a lot of politics, and both national and Wisconsin. We cover a lot of news and just that's not politics. And we try to have some fun, which is as you guys do, mm-hmm. which is a nice change, I think, for some people who were listening to the network where it's, yeah, we'll talk about all the heavy stuff, but then we'll take one short segment and do something that's a little silly. And Pete, you and Greg, you've been doing this long enough. Those are the segments that people really are like, oh, thank God. And they want to get involved because they're like, we don't have to think about politics for 6 minutes. We could talk about Peter Cetera's Chicago versus the original Chicago and just some, or have popcorn picks and have just a little fun. So we do that. We called Burger King today. We called the Burger King president. I don't know if you heard this. He put his number out so he could give feedback. And we called the number on the air and left a voicemail, and he actually called us back. We'll be playing his message tomorrow on the show.
Oh, that's a great teaser.
Pete, I've been doing this a long time, buddy. I'm ready to go. I got some teases. I know how to tease it up, and that's not a euphemism. I'm all about it.
Pete,
you've known me how long? Did you expect me to come again? Do you guys have a question for me? I'd like to answer it very calmly, if that's all.
This is supposed to have a round table forum vibe, and you've sort of compromised that, Brian. So that's okay.
Go ahead and fire out some questions, guys. It's your show. I'm a guest. I don't like dead air, Pete. Look, Greg has notes. What do you got on that notepad, Greg?
First question is Peter Cetera Chicago versus original Chicago.
I got to go with what you played. That Peter Cetera Chicago is fantastic.
And that's been enough for Brian Noonan. Cut his mic. All right, cut his mic. if you're just joining us on what? I'm trying to do a reset here, okay? I'm trying to be professional here.
Greg, I tickled myself. I'm sorry.
Three former comedians here. How do you like that?
Former.
See, it's pretty funny, too.
Former.
That is very funny.
Exactly.
It's going to be, it's, that,
we
that's
sit in the back of the
hard.
Room. We sit in the back of the room. We're like, it's fine, I guess. I've heard that joke before.
Exactly.
You know, can I get a guest set?
You know how comics compliment each other? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like the highest praise if you're sitting in the back of the room.
Well, there's a comic that you've spoken to, Pete, Chastity Washington, before. I think she's the funniest comedian, in, if not Milwaukee, if the state beyond. But I always tell younger comics, I said, if she tells you good set, that's a compliment. Like, she doesn't come up and give you flowers. She doesn't come up and, like, tell you how great. She just says, that was a good set. That means, because she doesn't have to say that to you, and she did. And I would always let comics know, if she says that to you, feel good about yourself tonight, and then tomorrow feel awful because you're a comic and you made all the wrong choices.
We had guys, we had people like that.
Would it kill you, Pete? Brian, to have said that to me back in the day? I could have used some
encouragement. Pete, I think I said that to you more often than, you know, you probably did.
That's pretty funny.
You were pretty funny. Well, I don't know what happened, but you were in your prime. No,
don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. All right. We're going to take a very short break here for news, folks. When we come back, the very funny and my pal, Brian Noonan, is here. Greg's new pal, Dom. He already knows Dom. We don't need to reintroduce Dom. But we're coming back to make the popcorn pick of the week. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. I love it. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, and it is time that we bring our current guest, the host of Daybreak here on Civic Media with Jamie Martinson, every morning here on Civic Media. He is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. We just got to know Brian a little bit, and he has agreed to stick around after the news and talk movies. How you doing, buddy? Feeling good?
I'm feeling great. This is exciting because I know your history with movies, Pete. You are a filmmaker, and this was actually when you and Greg asked me to come on. This was a little difficult because I love movies, and I'm like, but I want to make a good pick so I can kind of schmooze up to you a little, and you'll go, this guy knows a little bit about movies. But I also don't want to lie to people. Go, yeah, my favorite film is a German art film. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, dude, there is no pretense in you or on this show. We are here to just talk fun movies.
All right.
So let's get things started. I'll just start off, and then Greg, you can jump in whenever.
I don't know how it works. So, yeah, how are we doing this?
I'm going to ask questions.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you what kind of movies you like.
Okay.
Snacks. I'm going to say this in secret. So
okay. That's
Brian? What genre do you prefer?
Pete, obviously comedy I like a lot, but I'm really drawn to character-driven dramas, and that's the kind I like to be interested because, you know, a comedy is good for a nice release, a nice background, kind of brainless at some point. And I've been hearing your promo that you did a while ago where you have to be smart to write stupid, and I agree with that. So the best comedies are smart but can still be really, really dumb. But, I think when I look at my list of favorite movies, they all fall into that character-driven drama category.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see here. We got the list here. What's your favorite genre? Do you have, like, okay, you go see a movie in a theater.
Yes.
What's the snack? What are the things you have to buy? Like, you know, whether it's snack or a soda or popcorn, what is the thing you have to have when you enjoy a film?
Well, to really enjoy a film, I wish they would have like a shrimp cocktail. I could use that St. Elmo's cocktail sauce with all the horseradish. That would be my main treat. But it's got to be popcorn and not with the yellow goo petroleum juice on it. I want my popcorn dry with a lot of salt. Because if I'm eating that gooey stuff, it's on me. I look like a big slob. It just, blech. So I got to have a giant dry popcorn with a lot of salt. And then because my sodium level is way up now that I've had the popcorn, I have to have a giant tub of Sody Pop, which is why I enjoy being at home, because being an older man, you're not to my advanced age, but you have to run to the potty. And so that's what so a big pop, and then something chocolate, because anytime you have salt, you have to have sweet. Don't at me. The kids like to at me, Pete, and I don't like it. But
I gotta do that.
I don't want them. No. So it's got to be usually either a peanut M&M or the old school Goobers. I am a sucker for Goobers.
Okay. All right.
Dude, I'm totally with you on Goobers, and they're hard to find. Not every movie theater has them anymore.
They all have the Raisinets, which are a poor man's vegetable, even though it's a fruit. I don't like it. But
my wife likes the Raisinets.
Does she really?
I'm with you though. When it comes to movie popcorn, I don't ever buy it. But if I take one handful, I'm finishing the bucket.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy it?
And it gets messy. You're right. And I got to have the popcorn. Then you got to have a soda. And then you got to have something sweet. It's a nightmare.
My wife says, "Just get popcorn." And now you've spent $150 and you could have had a really nice sit down dinner.
I partake in one thing and one thing only when I go to a movie.
Jack Daniels?
Yes. I partake in two things and two things only when I go to a movie. I always get an icy, a large icy. Then I proceed to take that. And
really?
This is where, yes, and this is where I love, if I go to a movie theater and they have an icy machine, which they all do.
Sure, sure.
Here's the defining point for me of whether I will ever return. If I can fill my own icy cup, I will come back. If they're doing it, I will never come back again. Because I am the one who determines my red to blue ratio.
Oh,
that's,
I see. You want to mix
paramount.
It up. Okay.
You mix them.
Oh,
that
my
is diabolical.
God, yep. And then I make that baby last for an entire Marvel movie.
Holy cow. Now, I know this is not my questions to ask, but I need to get a read from both of you on something, and I will just know I will judge by your answers.
Awesome.
How do you feel about the people who pour their candy into their popcorn?
What?
They
are you talking?
They take the M&Ms or the Goobers or whatever, and they pour it into their another good one.
That's a big one.
Ooh, right. Bunch of crunches.
But they pour it into their popcorn.
I just feel like that's on a science level is not going to work because you pour it on there and it's going to work its way right to the bottom.
Yeah,
and melt.
Like one good handful of, but then the rest is going to be it's going to be like Plinko, just to the bottom.
It's a little subversive. I got to say, I'm on the fence. I understand why people do it. It's just not my style. Folks, we're doing the popcorn pick of the week. Brian Noonan is here. You can hear him every morning here on Civic Media with Jamie Martinson for Daybreak. I'm sorry.
Daybreak.
Great show. Tune
used to
in.
Be it's, Civic Media mornings.
I know. Greg used to.
That's okay.
Mid mornings.
And Greg did Civic Media middays.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all the day parts covered, and then somehow you were not Civic Media Nights. You got you were able to to title your own show.
Nightlight.
After
I pitched
dark.
It. They bought it. I couldn't believe it.
So we roll on. Excellent.
We roll on. So Brian, it sounds like you like to watch movies at home. I prefer the theater, but I watch them both places. It's easier to watch obviously at home, but it sounds like that's your choice,
Pete. And it's not a choice that I made happily. Ooh, I loved. Going to the theater. I was on the road for a long time, and that was my solace on the road. I would love going to movies, no matter where I was.
Yes.
And there is something majestic about seeing a film in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is there are other human beings in the theater, and I can't abide other human beings. Pete.
There's the rub.
They're rude. They make a lot of noise. They're up and down. They're bringing in full Indian meals. Nothing against Indian food. I love it at a table. I don't love it sitting next to me. I don't need Baba Ganoush laying on the floor as I'm trying to walk out of the theater, which is not an Indian food, but I threw it in there anyway. So that's why. And then COVID hit. And then I get used to watching movies at home.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it, but I rarely fell asleep in a movie theater. Unless I was taking my daughter to a kids' movie when she was very small.
Right.
Then I slept through all those kids' movies. But that's the drawback of watching movies at home for me.
Yeah.
Because I tend to fall asleep.
I find the drawback. So, I only go see movies in theaters now if it's a big production. I'm not going to go see a smaller flick in the movie theater just because that's my choice. If I'm going to pay $15 to see a movie, I want to be wowed. So, again, that for me, the phone is turned off. The phone is put away. I am watching, and I generally go see those movies by myself too. I go the day. I'll go the day before, like they're released. Those big movies are always released on a Thursday afternoon.
Sure.
I'll go to the first showing in the afternoon. I'll see the movie by myself. That way, I'm just totally on my own, and I try to make sure I'm around no one because I don't want to be sitting next to people. But it's weird as those seats have gotten more comfortable. Now there are people like right next to you and you're like,
yes.
are we dating right now? This feels like we're dating. This feels like we're a couple and I don't feel like I know you that well. But for me, I struggle with seeing movies at home because I want to pick up that phone. I want to pick up,
that
go
was the
walk
other
in the
thing.
Kitchen.
Greg, that's a perfect point because at home I'm also distracted. Where in the movie theaters, my sole focus, unless I'm distracted by some Yahoo sitting around me, is the film. And that's, as a filmmaker, Pete, I know that's what you want. You want us watching it with all our attention. And the movies that I like, you know, I love all the Marvel movies, so you can kind of get away with some distractions because there's a lot of banging and stuff. But a lot of the movies that I don't go to see in the theater are ones that I have to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. And so I know, unless my dog needs to go out, I can focus on this movie.
Yeah. I love, that's a great answer. All right, one more question before we get to the pick. Do you guys, how do you, and Greg, you know, this is kind of, actually, have you done the popcorn pick of the week?
No.
Greg, you did, didn't you?
I've never done it. I've never done it.
Okay.
Nope.
So this is for both of you. Do you guys have a preferred cocktail during a movie, whether it's sneaking it into the theater or mixing something at home? We're never too old to do that, Brian.
I'd probably, I wouldn't sneak it in. I'd probably, if I was going to a place to feel fancy enough, I'd probably just order an old fashioned, keep it real simple and go and be done.
Perfect.
I when you asked me this question, I flashed back to junior year in high school. I had a down vest that would fit six Stroh's beers in it. And that was, at that point in my life, that was my drink of choice because it fit in the magic vest. Now, I don't have a favorite cocktail for a movie. If I'm watching a movie and I happen to have a beer or something, that's great. If I go, I think we went, one of the last theaters we went to was one of those fancy ones where you could order a drink, and I think I just got a beer to sit there because, listen, I can get liquored up without paying all the money at the theater or, you know, and the reason I want to focus on the movie, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be like, I think I saw part of that movie. It was fantastic.
Well, especially if you're paying $20, which you can pay at home now for a movie. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Insanity. All right. I think we're ready to get Brian's popcorn pick. Dom, if you please. Brian Noonan, host of Daybreak, every morning here on Civic Media. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
All right, it came down to two. It came down to an old movie and a slightly less old movie.
Love it.
Both in that same genre, but I have to pick one. Is that correct?
You know what?
All right. Well, no.
The rules aren't that. Give us two if you want. Absolutely.
Right. Because you brought up drinking, this weekend I'm having a screening of The Hustler, and I'm going to be enjoying JTS Brown Bourbon, which is Paul Newman, Fast Eddie Felsen's brand in The Hustler. So I'm going to be doing that this weekend. The other one I want to recommend is The Cooler, starring William H. Macy and Alec Baldwin. It is an unbelievable movie about old-time Vegas and changing and a man's journey from being a degenerate to it's great. The performances are wonderful. Maria Bello plays the femme fatale in there. We've got, it's just an all-around great movie. And when I went to see it when it was first released, about 5 minutes into the movie, three people in front of us went up and went, "This movie sucks," and they got up and left because people are talking. You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
It's a story. It's not. I don't know what they thought it was, but yes, my pick is The Player.
So you did three. You mean The Cooler?
The Cooler. Oh, okay. The Cooler.
I'm sorry.
I know I did, and because it's been a long day. No.
He's going straight to
movies by us.
I only do movies that have the and then one more word. So it's The Hustler, The Player, The Cooler.
The Godfather 2.
That's right.
That's a great choice. And so the cooler is someone who shows up at the table and ruins everybody's luck, right. if I remember correctly.
Right? The Irish call them a mush.
That's
true.
That's so great.
Oh, my goodness.
And have you ever told anyone to shut up in a theater, Brian? You're a big, what are you, 6'5"?
Yes. You know when I did it? When I went to see 8 Mile. There were three young punks behind me jabbering on, and we were the only four people in the theater. That's what made me so furious.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
I came at a matinee in suburban Detroit to see this movie because I'm on the road. Shut up. And I have turned and shushed people. I'm not afraid. You know, I don't want a confrontation. But if you're being that rude, you deserve to be shut down. And I'm just the guy to do it.
Brian Noonan, thank you so much, buddy, for making the popcorn pick this week.
Guys,
so much
thanks
fun.
Thanks for having me.
Continued success on Daybreak, and please have me on.
You too. Sure. Right. Well, we'll try, Pete. You're always welcome, never expected. That's how we like to look at it.
We are coming
always
right
invited,
back.
Never expected.
We are coming right back. Thanks, kill Greg. His mic. We're coming right back to shut this thing down. Brian Noonan, everybody, check out Daybreak.
Bye,
this
guys.
Is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on Nightlight.
Have a mother for me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We are here on the Civic Media Network. We are so happy you joined us this evening. Thank you so much for being here. Big thanks to Anya von Wagdendonk and Brian Noonan, who are our guests this evening. If you want to check out those interviews, if you missed it, if you're just joining us right now, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight. You can check out the vast library, all almost four episodes of Nightlight with
building.
Pete Schwabe. Exactly. Before we know it, there'll be 10 episodes. But you can always get in touch there. And also, if you're ever on the go, you can always listen to the show or anything on Civic Media by downloading the Civic Media app. Get it on your device, whether it's a phone or a tablet. Get that app. It's app. Absolutely free. So
it's perfect. We've got Cam on the text line says, I like to take in shell nuts to the movies. I don't even eat the nuts. I save them for later.
Yeah.
Just a good fidget. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do what you do. As long as you're not leaving. I mean, if you buy the nuts in the theater, then they'll clean them up. Here's the other thing, Pete. We didn't talk about this. When I go to the theater and if I buy popcorn and I buy a drink or I buy candy, all of that stuff is being thrown in the garbage by me. I'm not
right.
leaving that there for them Same. To clean up. I don't have the attitude of, like, that's their job. No. You brought it in. You take it out. So that's how I feel about that.
I hate that attitude so much. It's like, well, that's their job. Well, why don't you make someone life easier? Why do you have to go that route, right? Peter from New London says, Gilbert Gottfried, that iconic voice and quirky, vulgar sense of humor, front or back pocket. It'd be the craziest. Not suitable for anything humor, screaming out of your pockets. Very well said, Peter. Thank you.
I saw him few years ago up in Appleton. He did 35 minutes, and we were like, oh, that's it. He's done. Okay, he's done. 35 minutes. Great. Cool deal.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's, you know.
He's paid him $20,000. That's
exactly. True. Right. Exactly. But, yeah, we appreciate you all being here. And tomorrow we're going to have – tomorrow's a great, great show. In the first hour, we are actually talking to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson about everything going on in the city, what he's doing, what's going on in 2026 in the city. It's the first time I'm talking to him. I'm very much looking forward to it. Pete, you will not be here.
No, but in my stead,
yeah.
Will you ask him about the potholes? Because I swear to God, my car almost pulled Edmund Fitzgerald on Capitol Drive the other night. Crazy.
What a reference there. And then in the second hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Richard Keller, Richard Keller, PhD. He is, do we have two people here? This is the way it's looking up here. Robert Terrell, professor and chair of the medical history and bioethics. I'm very much looking forward to that conversation too. Sorry, I don't know how to read today. It's been a long day and I'm yawning at almost 6 p.m. I don't know what's going on with my life, but that's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a Pete-less show, but Dom and I will be here, and we'll do our best to make up for Pete not being around because he's too cool to be here on a Friday, apparently.
Guys are going to crush it, man. Whatever. I'm so excited. I'm excited to let you guys bond. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited, too.
Me, too. I'm too excited. I'm you know what else excited. I'm excited for? I'm excited for a handy tip from Pete and Greg.
Let's do it, buddy. Go for it.
Loving all of these intros. They're so, so fun.
I forgot about the intro. I talked over the intro.
This is something that came by way of Pete. Pete sent this to me in the Financial Times of London. There was an interview. There was a discussion about, it was a very long article about underwear. And the thing that really stuck out to me was this thing that said, because they keep on referring to it as knickers, which I think is hilarious and cute. They said, quote, doctors generally recommend replacing underwear every 6 to 9 months. That advice isn't just about wear and tear. It's because, quite simply, washing doesn't remove everything. Okay. Here's a handy tip. When you're washing them, put them in a machine with soap and water and run them on hot. That is my tip. That will last you more than 6 to 9 months. I'm sorry. This is big underwear trying to tell me how to live my life. I'm fine. Get out of my private life, big underwear. That's what I'm going to say. Pete, what are your thoughts on this? Every 6 to 9 months, new underwear?
Could not agree more. Listen, this is the underwear lobby is behind this. No yes. question about it. You nailed yes. it, Greg. I think I've had underwear, I want to say years. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm walking around with down there. These bacteria and these viruses, according to this thing in The Guardian we saw. But like, you know, I will go commando for the rest of my life, Greg, before I plop down my hard-earned money for new drawers every 6 months. Forget about it.
I think this is absolutely ridiculous. Until there are holes in the fabric, I keep them, and they're great. And I wash them thoroughly because I'm a human being with rights and responsibilities. But I say, no thank you, big underwear. And the times, you can go something I can't say on the radio. That is that's what I say. You buy your underwear and keep it as long as you like. That's my handy tip right here on A Handy Tip from Greg and Pete.
Yeah, and... Sorry.
We're still working out the bugs in the first week, folks.
What is this, the Financial Times digging up the dirt on underpants? How does this article land in that publication unless there's big underwear behind
it?
Greg?
Well, first of all, I'm in a room right now where you can clearly see in, and right now it's just underwear on my screen, so I have to explain that if someone decides to go to HR. But I really think this is a story where they're like, hey, you know what? This company paid us some money. Let's do an article on their product because they're plugging a product on this article, and then the people from this product, this company, says, yeah, you should buy underwear every 6 to 9 months. Doctors say so. I've seen doctors talk about a lot of things on television and radio. I've never heard any of them weigh in on frequency of underwear purchasing.
That is the perfect way to that's perfect, Greg. I agree. Never. Are you changing underwear every 6 months?
No. Never. Not anymore. Not anymore. Because you told me to do it. All right, everybody. On behalf of Pete and myself, I want to thank Dom. I want to thank Tucker, engineering, and traffic. Without you, nothing works. We're talking into microphones that do not switch on. Everyone who texted, called, was a part of the show, we thank you for being here. Without you, there's no us. Again, we'll be back tomorrow at 5, like always. And please stick around. Stick around, listen to Civic Media all night long. We got Native Roost coming up in a little bit. And then also get the Civic Media app. Listen anytime, anywhere. But we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station here on Civic Media. This has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Pete, say goodnight, Pete.
Good night, Wisconsin.
All right. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.